Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Bullet Swallower, a novel by Elizabeth Gonzalez James, read by Lee Osorio.
For Antonio and Antonio and Zeke. Poor Mexico. So far from God and so close to the United States. General Porfirio Díaz, Presidente de México, 1876 to 1880 and 1884 to 1911. Prologue. Dorado, Mexico. Early 1800s. Alferez Antonio Sonoro was born with gold in his eyes. The gold was sharp, and it stung him so that he blinked uncontrollably and always carried a vial of salted water in his pocket. Of the four Sonoro brothers, he was the only one thus signified, and his parents regarded it as a blessing, incontestable proof of divine favor. Though he was the youngest, the servants carved his portion of meat first, even before his father's. His mother often knelt before him at night, delivering her prayers directly to her child rather than to God. The Sonoros lived in Dorado, a mining town established by their silk-clad forebears in the arid brushland fronting what the Texans called the Rio Grande, but which the Mexicans gave the more descriptive name, Rio Bravo del Norte. A flock of clay-colored buildings studded with wooden vigas and decorated with dahlias drowsing in white pots, Dorado sat quiet and erect across the water from the wilds of the province of Texas, a four-day journey upstream from where the river spooled emerald into the briny gulf. Dorado, meaning golden, was both a wish and a command. The earth there was split apart by the Sonoros, and her bounty revealed. And they took lustily. The pain in his eyes made Alferez.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?